He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is November the 25th. It's Thanksgiving week, and it's the live version of the Best Stocks Now radio hour here with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And we are back here live after missing a couple of days last week. We had a very eventful week in the Gunderson household last week. So sorry about Thursday and Friday show, but we're back in the saddle here today, ready to rock and roll. The market is not exactly rocking and rolling, but it's not rolling over either. So we'll take that. The Dow's up 13 points. 16,000. 16,000, that's right. 16,000 and 78 now. We've tacked on 78 points to that milestone of 16,000. The S&P 500 is down 46 cents to 1804. You heard that right, 1800. New all-time highs for the S&P on Friday. And we've tacked on four under that 1800 milestone. We're at 1804. The NASDAQ was above 4,000 this morning. It's now down 2 points, 2.5 points. It's at 3989, just 11 points away from 4,000. Gold continues to sink, 1240. One. Who's told you to stay out of gold for the last year and a half? Has that helped you? Well, yeah, gold's down like over 25% this year. Crude oil down. Peace in the Middle East? Well, we'll see. I don't think Israel's on board. Crude oil's at 93.75. The euro is at 1.35. And the 10-year yield is at 2.73%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, last Thursday we saw new all-time highs in the Dow. And I wrote about in my newsletter about where I was when JFK was shot 50 years ago. There's some of those seminal moments in Americana history, and we'll never forget where we were. Now, I'll never forget where I was when Dow crossed 16,000 and stayed there. We had quite an eventful day in the Gunderson household. My mother of 87 years passed away up in St. George, Utah, and I was with her, my brother and I, by her side. And at 1 hour before she passed, I welcomed a new grandchild, my second grandchild, my wife's first grandchild. So very eventful day, and obviously missed a couple days there of radio, but was able to get the newsletter out over the weekend. And I pay a tribute to a great mother that I had. Is there anything better than a good mother? I had a good mother who was faithful to the end, endured many sicknesses and adversity along the way, just like the rest of us. You know, life is not a bowl of cherries all the time. Sometimes it's the pits, right? And but 87 years old, St. George, Utah, leaves behind four children and about 12 grandchildren and about six or seven great-grandchildren. Then the last one arrived 1 hour before she passed. Now, here's a numbers game on all of this. I know it sounds kind of, well, Bill, that's not very sensitive. But you know what? This is a stock market show. When my mother was born in 1927 in Tooele, Utah, the Dow was at 160. When my mother passed away 87 years later, the Dow was at 16,000. Well, that's a 100-fold increase? I'm thinking, yeah, 100-fold increase during that period of time. Now, on that same day, we greeted a new one. We greeted Melissa Odette Furrows in Rexburg, Idaho, on a chilly day up there, like 16 degrees. It's about 72 here in San Diego today. The Dow was at 16,000 when Melissa was born. Now, just doing the math here, if Melissa, little Melissa, sweet Melissa, lives to be 87 years old, and if the Dow does the same thing that it did for the last 87 years, it's simple math. That 16,000 Dow will be 1.6 million Dow 87 years from now, if it follows the same path that it's followed the last 87 years. That's something, isn't it? You know, you think about compound interest and all that and how it can grow over the years. I did a few what-ifs in the newsletter over the weekend. I put a little scenario. If Grandpa puts away $1,000 for little Melissa today, by the time she's 87, at 5% per year. Well, let's start with 1% per year. Okay, Grandpa puts away $1,000 into, goes down to the Chase J.P. Morgan on the first floor of this building, and says, I want to open up an account in the name of little Melissa. Put $1,000 in there. 87 years from now, at 1% per year, which is basically what passbook savings are, I suppose, what do you think it would be worth? It'd be worth $2,376 87 years from now. Now, what good would $2,376 be 87 years from now? You know, maybe it will buy you a new iPhone. I doubt that it would even do that by then. So you can see that you have to take on a little bit more risk with your growth capital than buying a savings account, all right? Now, if Grandpa Bill puts that $1,000 away into, let's say, a bond fund, and that bond fund averages 5%. 5%. Okay, we're going from 1% to 5% over the next 87 years. That money would grow to $70,000, okay? You know, or an asset allocation, probably going to average 5 or 6%, a balanced fund, probably somewhere in that area. One of these indexed annuities, probably somewhere in that area. So $1,000 grows to $70,000. Now, what if Grandpa Bill and my son Steven, we employ the Best Stocks Now app over the next 87 years. Now, I'm not making any guarantees here. No promises, no claims. I'm just using this as an illustration. And we're able to eke out 8% per year instead of the 1, the savings deposit, instead of the 5 and the asset allocation or the balanced or the bond fund. Instead, we get 8% per year, which is basically what that Dow has averaged over the last 79 years. Well, that same $1,000 grows to $808,000. Okay? So Grandpa puts $1,000 into a savings account. 87 years later, it's worth $2,376. Grandpa puts it into an account that earns 5% over the years. That $1,000 becomes $70,000 87 years from now. Or Grandpa puts that $1,000 into the market and it averages 8%, and that 8% turns that $1,000 to $808,000 87 years from now. Now, one last one that I'm just going to throw out there. What if the app really performs and we're able to avoid the big drops in the market and we're able to really run like crazy when the market's going up? And what if, just what if, let's say I subscribe to Jim Cramer's newsletter or some other newsletter, and I'm able to average 10% a year over the next 87 years. That $1,000 grows to $3,991,753. So you can see the difference between a few points, 1 point, 1 point, 2 points. Look at the difference that 2 points over time makes. Now, how are you going to get those extra points? Well, if you put your money in a mattress and you refuse to invest it anywhere because you don't even feel like the bank is safe, your money's going to go backwards because of inflation. If you put your money into a savings account, yeah, it'll be worth more down the road, But with inflation running at 3% and you only earning 1%, again, you're going backwards. The bond market, 5% maybe over time. You can see it's not bad, but it's not great. You know, the king of the hill continues to be the stock market over the long haul. Now, that begs the question. This is now 2013. If I were going to invest that money today, maybe I'll just do it. Why don't I just do it? Why don't I open up an account at Scottrade, put that money in there? Where am I going to put it? Is this a good environment right now for the stock market still? Well, when we come back, we'll explore that. Stocks or bonds? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour here on the Wall Street Business Network, the Salem Wall Street Business Network. We're heard across the many cities in America every single day, Monday through Friday. Of course, this will be another one of those short weeks this week with the holidays just around the corner. But you know what? We're going to jam-pack as much into these days that we have here before we go on vacation so that we're well-prepared as we enter into the final 5 weeks. That's right, the final 5 weeks of 2013. And what a good year it's been, obviously, in the stock market. But today, if I had $1,000 to invest for grandchild number one, would I put it into gold? Would I put it into silver? Would I put it into wheat contracts? Would I put it into a bond? Buy a nice savings bond on the U.S. government, backed by the full faith and credit of that said U.S. government, or would I put it into the stock market? Now, I'm a market timer. I don't believe that the stock market is always the right place to be, but what about now? Well, let's take a look, like we do every single week. We begin by looking at a one-year chart from December or from November last year to November this year. Which way is that chart sloping? Down? Sideways? Up? Is it rolling over? Does it look ominous? Well, it continues to slope up. And it continues to hit new highs. So I think with that $1,000 for new grandchild, I think I'll pass on the CDs right now at 1%. To me, it still looks like the stock market is the place to be. This bull market, which has been roaring since March of 2009, is still going. And it's still hitting new highs. Let's step back a little bit further and look at a bigger picture. Let's look at a three-year chart of the S&P 500. Also, primary trend up. Another name for up primary trend, bull. Bull market, still intact. It's in 1800 now on the S&P, all-time highs. One-year chart of the NASDAQ. NASDAQ hit 4,000 briefly this morning. We're just 8 points away. Still sloping up. Primary trend pointing upwards, pointing north. Primary trend up, again, synonymous with the word bull market. Bull market still intact. Bull market won't remain intact forever, will it? But for now, all systems remain go. One-year chart of the Dow. 2 weeks ago, in my newsletter, I said, look at the Dow. It can't get through 15,700. It keeps bumping its head on 15,700. And I said it's going to eventually break through there, and new highs are almost inevitable. Well, that occurred 2 weeks ago, a little under 2 weeks ago. And now we have Dow 16,000 and change. And it continues to hit new all-time highs. So if you sold the market now, you'd be guessing. You'd be sticking your finger in the wind and say, I feel a change, a wind change coming. I'm going to get out and sell now. Well, you would have been wrong at 15,000. You would have been wrong at 14,000. You would have been wrong at 13,000 and on and on and on. You've been wrong ever since Dow 6,600 because it's been going up ever since. And it won't go up forever. But you have to live in the moment, today. You can make those bold, wild predictions all you want, but you know what? The market's going to defeat you every single time. The market is right. You have to agree. Just shake your head and nod. Yes, I agree with the market. The market is always right. Just like I shake my head and always agree with my wife. Yes, honey, you're right. The market is right. You can't argue with the market. It's hitting new highs. To sell today would be guessing. And guessing's not real good, a real good strategy in the stock market, is it? So the bull market is still intact. As I weigh the various investments out there, and I track 45 different options that I have to choose from to create my own asset allocation, and I look at those asset classes now, it's still the same asset classes that have been leading this market all year long. Once again, nothing has changed. Once again, that's good news. No news is good news. Or no new news is good news, because we still have a trend in place that we can hang on to, that we can ride for all it's worth. This continues to be a small cap, mid cap technology stock, domestic stock driven market. The top eight of the 45 that I track, the asset classes that I track. Number one, small cap growth. Number two, small cap value. Number three, NASDAQ. Number four, mid cap value. Number five, mid cap growth. Number six, small cap dividend. Number seven, large cap dividend. Number eight, large cap growth. And number nine, micro cap index. Those are your leading asset classes. They are all equity related. They are all domestic related. Nowhere is there anything that's fixed income. Nowhere is there anything that's emerging markets, international markets. Nowhere is there any commodities, precious metals. Nowhere is there anything that is interest rate sensitive. And that's the key right now. This is an interest rate sensitive market. And what benefits from rising interest rates? Well, obviously it's equities. It's the Fed pushing these things higher. And as long as we have the Fed at our back, you want to continue to be in the stock market. At some point in time in the future, it will be over. But it ain't over till it's over. We are now 4 years, 8 months into this current bull. We still have the Fed at our back. We're still hitting new highs. The bond market still has the wind in its face. Commodities continue to struggle against a strengthening dollar right now. Commodities continue to struggle. Precious metals continue to struggle. Anything interest rate sensitive continues to struggle. And what's the absolute worst thing you can do in the market right now is be short or negative on the market. And how many guys are they going to wheel out today once again on the financial channels that are negative on the market and are going to send out dire warnings to get out of this market? Well, you're not going to hear that here, at least not today. At some point in the future, you will, for sure. It's a foregone conclusion. But for now, equities, U.S. equities, small cap, mid cap, any size, micro cap, that's the place to be. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we looked at the markets over the last 87 years where the Dow has gone from 160 to 16,000. And as I greet a new grandchild on the day that the Dow hits 16,000, at that rate, 87 years from now, the Dow will be at 1,600,000. I wonder if they'll split it along the way. Now, we've been looking at the question of, is the market still the best place to be as we sit here today, which is 5 weeks left to go in the year? Well, we looked at the big picture. We looked at the overall one-year charts of all the important indexes, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500. We looked at three-year charts. I come away with the conclusion that the primary trend is still up, that the four-year-old, eight-month bull market is still intact. We took a look at the asset classes that are leading this market. They're all stock-related. The top nine out of 45, that's the top 20% of the asset classes, are all stock-related. I wouldn't go any further than that. My asset allocation is still 100% stocks. And I know that shocks a lot of people out there. Shouldn't I be 50-50 bonds and stocks? Or I'm 70 years old. Shouldn't I have 70% of my assets in the bond market? And I would just say, why would you want to have your money in a market that's in a bear right now? Why not have it in a market that's a bull and obviously have somebody watching it? So when this current bull turns to a bear and other bulls arise, you move it around a little bit strategically. That's the way I look at doing things. I think you're just kind of giving in and accepting defeat by spreading it all around. You're going to know that you're going to have a bunch of losers in your portfolio. That's like picking all the home teams in the football pool on Wednesday. You know, that's just, you know, come on. You can do better than that, just picking all of the home teams. I want to win all of the games. I did really well in the football pool this weekend. I want to win them all. I don't want to know that, well, I just know by picking all the home teams, I'm not going to win them all, because not every home team wins all the time. So anyways, I believe in strategically moving around amongst the asset classes. I've got eight to choose from. That's diversification. Small caps, mid caps, micro caps, large caps, U.S. stocks. Now, let's take a look at the sectors in the market. This has been another way that we've been able to produce some very, very good results this year. The sectors of the market, being in the right sectors of the market. Some years it's the transportation sector that leads the way. Some years it's the precious metal, the mining, the minerals, the commodity sectors that lead. Some year it's the energy sector that leads the way. Some year it's technology. Some years it's different things, depending on how the economy is going and what the environment in the world is like. The economy, the global economy, the U.S. economy. This is an economy right now that continues to favor the following. The number one sector, as ranked by the Best Stocks Now app, is the pharmaceutical sector. Has that helped you in 2013? Boy, howdy! Has it helped you in 2013? Just look at all of these pharmaceutical-related stocks that are hitting new all-time highs. Number two, the biotech sector. It looked like it was about ready to give up the ghost. No. Did it get a second wind 2 weeks ago? And then on Thursday and Friday of last week, it blasted off once again. Gilead Sciences, Biogen, and on and on and on, the biotech stocks on fire once again. That's been a sector that we've ridden all year long here in 2013. That will be a sector that won't last forever, but it's been lasting now for almost a year, and we're getting as much out of it as we possibly can. The healthcare-related stocks continue to do well. The technology-related stocks, and you know another area that's joining in the fray here? The banking sector. These are the leading sectors in the market. There's plenty of diversification. There's plenty of ways to allocate your assets. As long as you're in, you can have any color of assets you want as long as the color is stocks. and as long as that color is U.S. stocks. That's what I see. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. The worst asset, the worst sectors to be in remain the gold miners index. Oh, man, I put a chart of this. All of you buying the gold miners and the junior gold miners and reading Peter Schiff's newsletter and all the other gold bugs newsletters, you're getting clobbered. But you know what? You're going to stubbornly hold in there and buy commodities and buy inflation-related stuff, real estate, etc. And those are the worst sectors to be in. At some point in time, they'll be at the top again. But right now, they look terrible. Now, here's where we stand year to date. If you're invested in U.S. Treasuries, the long bond, you're down 14.3% this year. If you're invested in the S&P 500, this is one of the best years we've had in many, many years. You're up 26.5%. If you're invested in emerging markets, you're down 7%. If you're invested in gold, you're down 26.5%. So you could see, it'd be real easy here in 2013 to have an asset allocation that is actually about even on the year, maybe even down a little bit on the year. That's very possible. But if you're 100% in stocks, which is where I am, you're having a very, very good year. I'm looking at my aggressive growth model portfolio. It currently has 21 stocks in it. You know, I have been looking for the last several weeks for new stocks to buy. It's become a much tougher search. And I will not bend my standards and dip down and buy stocks that don't meet my criteria. You know, to have valuation that I like, to have performance that I like, and have that stock chart right in the spot where I want it, it's not easy. That's a tall order, okay? But it is out there. And late last week, I was able to find three. In fact, I found three on Friday. Three new stocks to add to my aggressive growth portfolio, along with another one that I added earlier in the week. You might want to take a look at that thing. It's up 35.4% year-to-date, 37% before expenses, 35.4% after expenses. It's currently about 79% invested, 21% remains in cash. But like I said, I found four new stocks last week. Now, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com, and you can see what's in it. My aggressive growth model portfolio. Not all of the aggressive growth accounts that I manage look exactly like it, because some people started their accounts with me a month ago. And I'm buying new stocks. I'm not buying some of the old ones that are way extended right now. I'm very, very methodical. I do this very strategically. I'm patient. But when I see something I like, I pounce. And I pounced on four last week. You can get my newsletter by going to my website. It's very easy. pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. I also have a conservative growth model portfolio, which is also having a very good year. I found one new stock there last week, and I added it to the newsletter this week. The one I'm the proudest of is my growth, my income portfolio. This is an income portfolio. I look around the world today, and I say, I can't put people into bonds for income. I can't put people into this stuff that's interest rate sensitive, like real estate investment trust. They're getting murdered this year. I can't put people in things that mortgage bonds or mortgage REITs. They're going to get clobbered. They're going to lose their principal. They may get a little income, but what good does that do if you lose your principal? So instead, I've put together the best collection that I can find of dividend-paying stocks. I currently own 26 stocks in that portfolio. It's got an average dividend yield of 4.2%, and that portfolio is now up 17.6% year-to-date. This is an income portfolio. Compare that with the bond market, which is down over 12%. That's a 30% differential. by being in equities, by owning instead of lending. I was in the right place at the right time. And I continue to remain in stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be back for the final segment of the show.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've determined here that the bull market is still intact. It's 4 years, 8 months old. My newsletter has kept you in the bull market the entire time. And I'm a market timer. When will I get you out of the market? Well, you know what? When the conditions in the market tell me so. When the technicals turn sour, when the asset classes start to turn upside down, when the individual stocks start to roll over, you might want to follow along every week because the basic newsletter is free to everybody. Right up until the point of the model portfolios, all of this other stuff that we've talked about, I send out to thousands of people across America every single weekend. You can get onto my newsletter mailing list at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com. The market remains the place to be for now. Now look, you go back to 2008 and it was a totally different tune back then. The bond market was the place to be. The bond market was up like 23% in 2008, and the stock market was down 38%. It was upside down from where it is now. I wish my app would have been fully functional back then. The technology did not exist at that point in time to have it really working the way it does today, which is phenomenal. And I continue to add stocks to the app every single day. The PC version is just around the corner of the app. We're adding about 10 or 20 stocks a day as I find them, add them to the app. We're making great progress in making it even more functional. But basically, since day one, it's been pretty flawless and has worked like a charm. And I use it to manage money here. We're also working on a mutual fund app. It works deadly. The app is deadly on mutual funds. Can I say that? Well, I have a model mutual fund portfolio. This is for all you 401k players that have a 401k at your place of work. You're limited to mutual funds. Some of you have a small array of mutual funds. That's okay. I'm sure there's a small cap fund in there or a mid cap fund. Avoid those emerging markets for now. Avoid those total return funds. Avoid those bond funds, those balance funds for now. You've been following along with me. You had a fantastic year with your 401k this year. If you have a wide array of mutual funds available to you, even better yet. My model portfolio, my mutual fund model portfolio is up 28.69% year to date. Would you be happy with that in your 401k? You know, for most people, the 401k is the best thing that they have available at their place of work, because it allows them to put away, I don't know, what is it, $12,500, $10,000, somewhere in there per year into that tax-deferred account. You get the write-off. You don't have to pay taxes on that portion of your income that goes into the 401k. But you know what? The money that goes into your 401k, that's just opening the door, okay? You open the door. Now you got to go in and you got to place that money in the right areas. And I think, you know, that you want to take advantage of the good times in the market, which we have now, and you want to ride it for all it's worth. And when bad times come, you want to batten down the hatches a little bit. Put the plywood up to cover the windows. That time will come at some point in time. You can follow along in my newsletter. My mutual fund portfolio will not be fully invested all the time. It's not a buy and hold strategy. I'm not a buy and hold investor. I believe in strategically following around the asset classes that are benefiting from whatever conditions exist in the world today. We're in a rising interest rate environment. We're in an environment right now where our Fed is shooting a bazooka at our market, blowing wind at the back of this market. It will come to an end someday, but for now, we're the most favorable place in the world to be invested. Like I say, it will change at some point in time. But for now, I spell it out. I have 6 different mutual funds in my mutual fund model portfolio. Like I say, before expenses, it's up 29.79% year to date. Some people like ETFs. I have an ETF model portfolio in my newsletter. It's up 27.4% year to date. And some of the ETFs that are going to come in handy at some point in time will be those inverse ETFs. I don't currently own any inverse ETFs. I'm out there on the frontier still, riding this move in the market. 27.4% is my ETF model portfolio since the beginning of the year. And lastly, in the newsletter is my top 300 list. Here's the top stocks in the market, the top 7 or 8%. Where they were yesterday, where they were a week ago, where they were 2 weeks ago, where they were 1 year ago, and where they are today, listed in order. You can take a look, punch in those symbols, look at the charts, see where they're at. We have nailed some huge, huge winners in the market here this year. Stocks that I had never heard of. A year ago, if you would have asked me about some of these stocks, I would have said, you know, I never heard of Splunk and others like that. And yet they've become some of the biggest winners in the market here this year, 2013. So I think the newsletter has a lot to offer. From the very most basic investor, I even have like a TSP plan model there that just follows the basics. And it's done very well also this year. The test will come at some point in time when this market changes. And I'm not going to continue doing the same thing when this market changes. We're going to go wherever the action goes. Again, you can get the newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. I also write a couple articles a week. And boy, I'll tell you what, we have nailed between Jazz Pharmaceuticals and Priceline.com and New Skin and just on and on and on. You take a look, you Google my name, and you look at some of the stocks that I've written about this year, or most of the stocks that I've written about this year, and how they've done. Even from the little ones like Taxi and Orchid Paper and Tissue, we've nailed some of the biggest winners in the market this year. If you'd like for Bill Gunderson to manage your money, you can give us a call here at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or visit our website at pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.